Is that just the guy clearing his throat?
Okay, that was cool, but not really. So, that's gonna be fucking loud as shit. Kendrick's gonna be like, listening to it, like, break his eardrum.
Tuesday evening, I'll be like, fucking guy. Hello, everybody. This is Sit Sock. This is the special New Year's. It's released exactly 4 days after the New Year, because this is totally going to be released on time.
Right. For once.
You're just setting yourself up for that.
Why do you look so exasperated?
So this is the usual drunken revelry as we do that in Joe's bedroom for reasons that are still somewhat unclear to me.
Second annual!
Woo! It's cozy.
I would like Amy to give me my phone back. I'm suddenly really worried about how much she's been reading out of that.
I'm just slow.
I don't care. So,
just because you're an Arkhart doesn't mean you don't get it.
Wow!
Oh, can we
just
say this? I have a cousin that's done something.
Ow!
Okay,
that doesn't
Jeez.
Make it. Wow.
I'm kind of glad I'm
I said Artard. I didn't even say the full word.
I need this for the song.
I didn't call her an Artard either.
Listen.
You guys are really
So we were trying to decide what to do
before
earlier.
We just did that horrible thing.
Yeah,
well, so what we were trying to decide
Rick
earlier is what the
it,
fuck to talk about.
Too far.
So what we thought now was band names, right?
We're going to see what's going to be. Let's introduce who all's going to be here. Going around the circle, we've got...
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kendrick.
And I'm Kevin.
And I'm Megan.
And I'm Gary, number one fan.
And he's eating cake.
He's the
cake.
Main fan.
Cake's in the corner.
I'm Kyle.
And
with an Amy in the back.
Amy's actually in the front.
You did
she,
it.
I did.
And she's very mad because Kyle just called her retarded.
I didn't
and
call her retarded.
Me and I didn't get to read the whole conversation.
I'll show it to you later.
So just because I'm slow.
I'll show it to you later.
Everything went to...
Shit.
I'll show it to you later because we've got a thing to record before it's the new year.
All right, let me figure this out.
It is early on.
Bitch, you have like 12 hours.
Bitch,
you have like two and a quarter.
All right.
All right, we're getting
So I think what we're going to do is we're going to like, since there's about 5 million names on this list, we're going to go like hot fire round. And I'm going to do what do you think it is and go around in a circle instead of having everybody input on the name.
I think that's a good idea. But I volunteer. I think that you should be able to at least throw your hand up if you've got a really important thing you need to do.
Yeah, okay.
Because we got a lot of passive and active people. So if you need to interrupt and throw your thing up
there.
This is
a little too accommodating.
Kyle, go fuck your hat.
I don't have a hat on.
Go buy a hat. Fuck it.
I will give you a hat that will be yours and you can just junk in it.
There may be a hat in here.
Yeah. Did somebody just try to open this?
Probably.
Probably, but I don't want to get hit by the door. So
no, it's a good idea.
Okay, so.
The first name.
Joe?
Joseph
yes.
Allen Quick.
Here I am.
Is Ascot Gardens.
Ascot Gardens?
What kind of music do they play? And any other additional information about the band?
Okay, yeah. So this is a like a slam poetry band. This is five dudes who are all doing different slam poetry, different verses, all simultaneously. And you are only allowed to applaud with snaps. If you do literally anything else, they will throw you the fuck out.
Is it different poetry or the same poem?
No, it's different poetry. Whoa, they're all saying the same fucking
Whoa,
thing.
Man.
Whoa, man.
Whoa, man.
So yeah, several slam poets all at the same time doing different verses simultaneously.
Okay, that's insane. It sounds like a cacophony.
Yes,
it's
a
I think I saw them in Boulder.
Yeah,
they opened at the Fox Theater.
I feel like that's
Canyon
Rangers.
Yeah, they opened Canyon Rangers.
All right, Kendrick, Kandork.
Yeah.
The next one is Irresponsible Number of Snacks.
So, Irresponsible Number of Snacks, I feel like it's a trope, but I swear to God it's a ska band. I swear it's all
every
ska band. But it is a ska band, because like, what other band would call themselves Irresponsible Snacks?
No, only own up to being irresponsible, but also declaring a love of snacks.
Yeah.
Punk ska, punk, and every one of their songs is centered around a trademarked, patented name, like Hot Pockets or
snack
Bagel
Wings.
Bites
yes.
or
Correct.
Something like that.
And
all of them
just
are...
Just to point out, speaking of snacks, Gary has finished the entire Yule log.
Yes. Yes. Yay! Woo!
So wait.
Oh.
Are we all kicked out?
Yeah. There you go. So what I'm saying is that Irresponsible Over Snacks would be like, they'd have like Cheez-Its is a song, but it's not terribly in like intellectual. They're like Cheez-Its, and then just trumpets and brass, and then just dance, and it's like juking and everything, and then they're like Cheez-Its, and then you go and you're like, I mean, I want to listen to this though,
but I want to have some Cheez-Its.
I wonder if they get paid by the companies.
Yeah, like, I don't think they're...
None of them are sponsored.
They're not sponsored. They just really love Chex Mix. That's what I say.
All right.
I like it.
Kevin Bot. Next one is called The Grave Robbing Bottling. Good fucking luck.
What?
I have no recollection of this.
Yeah, I'm wondering who came up with that.
Also, I have added a shit ton to these lately.
Grave robbing bottling. So... we're in the tail end. Actually, we're in the middle. Oh, now we're firmly in the middle of the Scotland trip.
Oh, nice.
When we were adding a bunch of shit while half drunk on a bus.
Okay.
Potentially the testing of things on the mountaintop. You know, we were all drinking beers.
Yeah.
You see if that's my wife
that might be a, that might be a little before that.
It's what?
That you see if that's my
somebody
wife.
Somebody is knocking.
It's probably.
We're recording. Yeah, we're recording. And now you're interrupting.
Now Kendrick has to edit this out like an asshole.
So Chelsea's here.
He will if he.
Now Chelsea's here.
I
mean,
he
should.
Can't edit it out.
I can.
All right.
I edit on the same platform as you do.
Shut up.
Did I buy you enough time?
The grave robbing bottling.
Grave robbing bottling. I feel like. You know that music from The Night Before Christmas? Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Danny Elfman, basically.
Danny
Elfman.
Only Alive by Oingo Boingo?
No, no. But, but like...
we're going to get content ID, man. That was perfect.
That was really good.
Thanks, Kendrick.
Like what a brewery would do. Because that seems like they would they would theme their beer after their music.
So it's not a band, it's a brewery.
It's a brewery, but they kind of sort of made music on it.
So like a brewery that does like dirge music.
Yeah.
So
I like
you know that guy that makes music with his disc drives?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
the
that, but with brewery equipment.
Yeah.
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 So it's
it.
Like it's like brewery industrial like
that's
like
it.
Music,
brewery
but it's
industrial.
Not like techno. It's just like
brewery
industrial sounds that make up the
I'm
music.
I'm so on board.
Dude, Danny Elfman.
We
got
to trademark that shit.
Yes.
Patent pending.
Patent pending. Brewery industrial.
You can if you say it more, it doesn't matter. All right.
Next one.
The next
Megan.
One. Meghan.
Yes.
Megan.
This one might be hard. Bathtub full of Bucky, and Bucky stands for Buckfast.
Okay, so
wait, hold it.
No,
bathtub. Okay, now hold on.
That is not
to give you
so
an understanding.
About, like, you know,
Bucky is an abbreviation for Buckfast,
which is a fucking nightmare.
Buckfast is what's called a tonic wine.
No,
it is made by monks that are mostly known for being terrible. It is a fortified, sweetened, caffeinated wine. It has as much caffeine as coffee.
Where does it stem from?
It comes from England.
Okay.
The keg.
What's the full name?
Buckfast.
It's literally
bathtub full of Bucky.
Okay.
Only poor
if you come
young
up with something better for Bucky, don't be held to this Buckfast thing.
No, I think it's definitely like an English dark metal going on.
Yeah.
Cool. I feel like Megan puts more thought into this than like any of us.
Well, I
don't know. You haven't heard mine yet.
Drowning in Buckfast is a pretty
so
metal way to go. Yeah.
Drowning
in Buckfast.
But in English metal.
Drowning in Buckfast.
Alrighty.
So,
oh my god.
The
old bathtub full of Bucky.
Fuck y'all. Darian's turn. Alright, short barrel broadsword.
Short barrel broadsword.
Now, just to give Gain a second to think, this came from discussing different broadsword techniques and how if you had one that was sawn off because it was shorter, it would be like a short barrel broadsword to be even faster, and that led to lots of
you
jokes.
You could use it for home defense instead of trying to shoot with like.
I think it might have actually come from that basket hilted ski and do picture or something like that. It was like a short barrel broadsword. So that's me buying you time. There you go, Gain.
So when I've a lot of band names that start with swords make me think of metal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that kind of like epica type metal where it's like
I'm already
a lot of metal
James
balance.
Dio in my head. So
yeah. So I think they're like it's a heavy metal band that focuses a lot on ballads and drinking.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
So like
and or even
Sabaton and all those other ones.
Essentially like Sabaton. But then you gotta wedge in some of that Prohibition era type personality to it.
Okay. I like that.
There is nothing more metal than Rainbows in the Dark.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
I mean,
sure. Metal rainbows in the dark.
Okay, anyway.
Catherine.
This one is pretty good. I love spotatoes.
Now, you were both there for that.
Chelsea, levels.
Your levels are fucked already. I'm in the room.
You're not wrong. When I go to amplify this so that it's broadcastable, it's going to be highlight Chelsea's things and
delete.
Bring them down. As she's now adjusting.
Okay,
things.
I love potatoes.
I don't fucking know.
Oh, no. Right? Good. Did you do this? So, that's, everything's bad.
Drunky,
sleep
sit
it,
down.
Okay. Sit down, Drunky.
I would definitely say it's like 1990s hillbilly rock.
I love potatoes.
A little known fact,
like
potatoes are actually what Spam tried to make in the like 70s, but they failed because you can't actually do that with potatoes.
Yeah.
You can, they're just called the hash browns. So.
You may want to edit this, but I had to turn the fan down so that it doesn't, because a drunkie laid on the fucking control panel.
I'm just worried that the ones that are hearing a buffeting effect on the sound.
I don't know, we'll find out.
Yeah.
It's still going.
I turned it through a slow setting.
Okay.
It's at least cool.
It's probably fine.
It's just a constant, you know, quarter wire background noise.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, man.
It's just 200 decibels.
Caitlin.
All right,
I love potatoes.
Alright, I'm going to call it, it's a Raffi knockoff that's exclusively focusing on Irish history.
Yes.
Yep. What's Raffi?
Sounds like
what's Raffi?
Yep.
What's Raffi?
I love potatoes.
Just explain
it
to me. Oh, so Raffi, Raffi had, what did he
do? Was that the Badgers?
No, no, no. It was like down by the bay. Didn't he sing down? Was that Raffi?
He
did, but that's
a little bit. He sang Bananaphone.
That guy. Okay.
I know Down by the Bay. That's the one Raffi's on.
Where the watermelons grow.
Back to my home.
I shouldn't go there.
All right, Chelsea, you're doing this.
My mama will say.
Did you ever see a bear who was not having any
hair? All right.
Wow.
Well, so it's been 30 years since I've ever heard that song, apparently. Okay.
Well, the whole point is it's a route. You just
but
say
it's
whatever.
That about. Have you ever seen an Irishman not with a potato? Yes. It was the fact.
That's the end of their like intro song.
That's
every
that's
song.
An Irishman in a bar. All right.
Shut up. Everybody. All right. Chelsea, yours is Scotch Mist Descending.
Descending.
Scotch Mist.
This is an all banjo band.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All banjos
good.
With one violin.
How many people in the band?
There are seven.
Jesus Christ.
Are there any lyrics at
all? Wow. This is six
banjos.
Banjo.
The violinist
violin.
Is not the lead.
Second violinist.
It becomes a role of the banjo. As the mist descends,
I've never been
as the mist descends, and the violin is just playing the mountain theme, and then there's one vocalist and it's Yodler.
I love it.
Is this like Deliverance with that lady who does the violin stuff in Colorado?
This sounds like
Lindsay
Sterling.
Yeah, it's Lindsay Sterling doing Deliverance.
I adore her.
This sounds like the weirdest
niche.
Journey of a Sorcerer shit.
It's literally a band like you're driving through Glencoe and you look on the side of the road and there's seven banjoists and one fiddler.
And then you drive faster. And you turn around, they're gone.
No.
You turn around and they're still there. You keep driving and they're always there. Because they're always there because that's your life.
Right, that sounds terrifying and horrible.
All right, Kyle, what you got?
All right, I got Buckhead on Tweed. And so Buckhead on Tweed is actually a cover band of Bathtub Full of Bucky, all done by professors that are work at the English, Oxford University, and have like tweed jackets and elbow patches. And they wear those to concerts and stuff.
So what do they play?
They cover Bathtub Full of Buckfest.
Which was metal.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like they should play something
English
weird.
Dark metal.
No, that's why it's weird. Is because there's a bunch of professors playing heavy metal
exactly.
And they're just that's it.
So yeah. they play
and it's
like,
not even a popular band.
No, it's not. they're
really
so enamored with it that it's like it's
they
like
sold
their jam.
One record.
They always
to
open
them.
For them too.
they have the same place.
I say we are opening for Bathtub of Bucky. And we are Buckamon Tweed, a cover band of Bath of a Bucky. One, two, three, zap. And then they just start clinking out. Really,
but they
not
have like
mellow.
A grand piano.
Yes. I was thinking that too. Or like maybe like a vintage Victorian sound behind them screaming.
It's not a grand piano, it's an upright piano.
Yeah.
And a harpsichord as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Both the harpsichord and the
harpsichord. Well, you know that way. Sometimes they feel like they need to mess it up a little bit.
All right, a cello.
Amy, yours is coalescence of weirdness.
Well, you just described Sit Socks.
I think we also were all in that band in college.
Yeah.
It's like a punk 8-bit.
Ooh, 8-bit's always good.
But like they're in high school and they're a garage band.
Perfect.
So they're like, we're punk 8-bit.
Cool.
Just
like,
you're like,
five
way
people
to go, kid.
Like, sweet.
You're doing something.
I follow their YouTube channel. They're
not
great,
not
but they're going to get there.
Drugs.
They're going to get there.
Yeah.
Someday
but they're really trying.
Yeah.
And they've found their niche.
Good.
And they're like,
trying.
You know, we're not really one genre. We're punk and we're 8-bit.
And everyone kind of rolls their eyes, but they're okay.
And they're like, all right.
They only play like bar mitzvahs locally.
Yeah.
And like, it's really hard for them to break out of the bar mitzvah scene because once you're in it, you're in it. Like,
once you're in the bar mitzvah
yeah.
scene,
yeah, you don't get out
you
of
you
it.
And there's only like
years.
One Jewish family in the town.
All right, we're going to do two full rounds because that it's been about 18 minutes, so we're going to do two full rounds. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Joe.
Hi.
Happy
Lugnut Rule.
The lug nut rule.
The lug nut rule.
No, no,
yeah.
It's not the lug nut
it's
rule.
It's just lug nut
it's
rule.
Just lug
nut
rule.
Do you want to know
you don't
what
get
the lug
ease
nut
of
rule
having
is
it done,
before? Or at, no, do you want to make the call first, or do you want to know what the lug nut rule is after?
I can't.
No, I want to know what the lug nut
okay,
rule
okay,
is.
Okay, now let's do a vote. Hands up, who thinks he should know the lug nut rule first?
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay,
all
that is a definite minority. Okay, Joe, you've got to pick the band name.
I don't give a shit.
And then I will explain to you what the lug nut rule is.
I mean, just...
Lug nut rule.
Sometimes you just want some quality music, man.
Yeah.
And other times you just want to know
the
lug nut rule.
The man in the back seat, everyone attacking it, turn into a lug nut rule. Shit happens, you know?
Okay, all right. These guys were inspired by Stump, but they only use... So they do... It's basically like a cappella, only instrumentals, but they're only using car parts.
Okay.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
pretty sick.
Like the big band group.
Yeah.
But
like
with
that.
Car parts.
No, it's lug nut rule, sorry.
So they're,
well, it's like Stomp. No,
it's
like Stomp.
Yeah,
with
so
car parts.
It's Stomp, but they only specifically use car parts.
And they're just shattering like crankshafts and spark plugs.
Are they like
everywhere,
playing
right?
Like a
yep.
specific type of music though?
No, it's just rhythmic.
It's just
all rhythmic industrial.
Yeah,
okay, so. I have to explain what the lug nut rule is just so we can explain this here. So the lug nut rule was presented to me by one of the guys on the trip in Scotland who is a cop, and he says the lug nut rule is what you use when you're trying to figure out who's going to win in a traffic collision. Whoever has the most lug nuts, and I think it was also in terms of the right of way, whoever has the most lug nuts has the right of way and will win in a collision.
Yeah.
Because you look at a motorcycle, how many lug nuts are on a motorcycle?
Like four.
Yeah. How many lug nuts are on a semi-truck?
Like 18.
Of 30.
Yeah. And then that's like
per wheel.
And then you look at the total number. So if it's like a cement truck versus an SUV, look at a car like Adams.
That's where the right of way comes in, because if you have two cement trunks, it's not confusing.
So that's the question. Is,
I mean,
no, whoever had the right of way.
And that's
cement truck versus
like
cement
that.
Truck.
So,
it's going to be
so
a pretty even battle.
That was one of the cop guys' things. He was talking about like lug nut rule.
That's the secret. If you knew you were going against another cement truck, you make sure to take one of their lug nuts off.
Do you just like bail out of the truck with a tire iron and just start pulling lug nuts?
So that was the whole point. Was the lug nut rule is always follow the lug nut rule. It will get you by in life. If someone has more lug nuts, yield the right of
way. Get out of the way. All right, Kendrick, yours is the lickening.
The lickening. Are you guys familiar with was it Himalayan throat singers?
Yes.
Yeah. Not very much.
I feel like this is a shitty hipster.
It's just
Mongolian. Is it
Mongolian throat?
You all know what the throat singing is. I misplaced the thing, but we all got it. This is a shitty hipster.
If you're right.
Shitty hipster version. Of the throat singing that are kind of close, but they do way too much shit with their tongue when they're doing it. So you're kind of like...
Weird.
Are they like that choir?
Weird. There's like 30 of them,
each one of them, and the guy is just like...
No, it's 30 of them, and they're all going like... I don't want to look at this. But it's all
but it
sung by that Russian guy with the weird...
It's a pit of unimaginable...
If you remember... Yeah, that one. The Russian guy who does that whole weird thing, who looks like Loki. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes.
It'll be linked in here.
And he's a shark because he can't move his neck.
Yeah.
Oh. Weird, man. All right. Kevin.
He's the one who did the troll also.
No, it's not.
Kevin. Not even close.
Yours is...
Nope, by like 100 years apart.
Okay, everybody shut the fuck up. Kevin, yours is sashimi Alfredo, which I don't
want to
try, really.
Okay.
Is this just a poke bowl?
Sashimi Alfredo is...
Alfredo.
That's the worst mix of...
Cream and...
That's a horrible... That's a bang bang gone wrong.
This is a crossover that ought not happen.
What? Cream fraiche. What?
Cream fraiche.
Cream fraiche.
This is a fusion that ought not happen.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm picturing like a techno version of like that classic Italian instrumental.
Okay.
So you have a techno
that's
Italian.
Amore, kind of like
yeah, that's amore.
Like that, yeah.
But techno.
Cool. Is it like house music or is it like...
It's more.
So you have big drops, you're like,
amore. You have like all of the drops, like dubstep drops, but Italian.
I like long build-ups
and disappointing drops.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'll stop. I'll give it to that for 20 minutes.
D minus I.
Megan. Yours is constant mucus.
Wow.
That's my nickname.
We've all been through a time of constant mucus.
All right. This is a group of vegan female doctors.
Nice. What kind of music do they play? Doesn't matter. You're not
doesn't
gonna
matter.
Anyway.
Doesn't fucking matter.
You're wrong because you asked.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
If you have to ask, you're part of the patriarchy and you're being very oppressive.
They only play in places that are non-GMO and mostly vegan.
So
wait, are they anti-vaccine?
In farm-raised meat.
Let's just be clear here.
They're doctors, but they're also vegan.
So they've made some terrible decisions because they're pretty confused.
Yeah.
They leave it up to them.
All right, Gary. Unrelenting mucus.
This was a phlegmy couple of days. Just FYI. There was a phlegmy couple of days.
There's so much phlegm going around.
There's way too much mucus.
You weren't there.
Cover
there was
me.
A lot of phlegm. But a death metal cover
of the vegan doctor.
Of the vegan doctor.
Is it guys that cover it?
Oh, yeah.
They're all men
that have no education.
No education, and they're all sexist as shit.
They're just really enamored by the sound.
Very confusing.
Even more confused.
I like that death metal as unrelenting mucus.
Absolutely.
Unrelenting mucus.
They're always open for
that's just the guy clearing his throat.
Okay, that was cool, but not really. So, that's a fucking loud as shit. If you're going to be like, that's going to like, break his eardrum.
Tuesday evening, I'll be like, fucking
God. All right. Okay, yours is menacing the ferns.
I think you were there when we were menacing the ferns.
I don't remember this.
You don't remember menacing ferns?
Naughty.
I feel like it has to be a metal band.
I mean, yeah. It's medicine. It can't be ska. It's medicine.
Can they sing exclusively about the lives of like fake plants in office buildings?
And they have to be Scandinavian. I don't know why. They have to wear
it's IKEA.
Like,
no, that's what it is. It's a Scandinavian metal band that sings about the lifeless existence of fake office plants.
No. It's not about them. It's from the perspective.
Yeah,
that's
yes.
It's first person perspective metal from the life of dead office, fake office.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I don't want to buy their album now.
All right.
I'll support them on Patreon.
Yeah.
All right. Chelsea, yours is binary star of itchiness.
It's going to be a podiatrist decided to start a band.
This is the handling, but for the purposes of exclusively midges. Because if you've had midge bites, then
so
you know the ham bone.
A podiatrist.
If you've had to kill midge bites.
This horrible, like, itchy foot
okay.
syndrome fell in love with a NASA scientist and tried to understand her.
I love it.
From a soulful perspective of him and his piano in his basement.
God, I'm so
invested. It's just one guy on a piano doing these very soulful songs about how his itchy heart burns for her.
I think this came from having two midge bites right next to each other. And that was what led to it.
I can tell how many of these are from Scotland. I'm really upset that I missed Ticks on the Brown Eye.
It's not here yet. I don't think it's here.
It is on here.
I'm gonna write here. We're not gonna make it this tonight.
I'm gonna raise my hand just to interject as well, as we had talked about earlier. I would say secondarily, it is purely a ham-boating band. It's like five people and they're all ham-boating.
No. It's two people. Two people. And they ham-bone on each other.
Yeah. Aww, no, not each other.
Because they're itchy.
No, there's no love.
They're so itchy.
Just
itchy. They're so itchy.
Mine is airing out the fart book.
Wait, what?
I moved them around.
I was going to say, man, yours was not that.
I'm so sorry.
I was going to, I'm going to do airing out the fart box.
Yours was, okay.
Yeah.
You rearranged them. I was going to explain the one that was yours.
No, you don't get to do that. I'm the decider. You're just following along.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Obviously.
All right.
Airing out the fart box is a guy.
I thought we already did airing out the fart box.
I don't remember doing it. We're doing it again. It's a guy who he sings spoken word poetry only as much as he can speak in a car that's full of farts. Like, so he records it in a studio that's just full of farts, and he only talks as long as he can until he has to like sacrifice breathing in to talk again. Like, and that's like the cadence of the music is like how smelly the farts are, what the people ate during the day, like how many different people they got farting in there. If it's like a people who just went from Country Buffet.
It's me, my dog, and Kyle in the sound booth beforehand, and then we leave, and he comes in.
Based on people farting in the recording studio.
Okay. So I think that referred to either the van or an airplane, as far as airing out the fart. No. The airplane was fart box in the sky. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
I believe it referred to your bunk.
Amy, last one.
This is airing out the fart box.
Yours is musical kidneys.
Musical kidneys.
For the record, the women's bunk smelled way worse than the men's.
That's when Erica was in there and she didn't fucking bathe.
Fact.
Wow.
Truth.
All right, Amy, what's musical kidneys?
That's kneeling on the internet now.
It's an interpretive jug band.
An interpretive jug band?
Yep.
She might find it.
Okay.
I doubt it.
So they do an interpretive dance while hoo-hooing on a book. Oh, like on a jug.
And like that.
Damn.
And like, do they use other?
Yep.
Do like, so they just come out with like jokes like taped all over them, so they can like be like in position to
like
have someone who hoos.
It's like one man jug bands, but like six of them.
But they could like paint the inside of the jugs with like paint, right? And that way they can make different pitches of sounds. Or like
and sometimes they're neon, sometimes they're just regular colors. Sometimes they'll do handstands. You never know.
Sometimes they do feet stands.
Yeah.
That's why you go.
That's why it's
interpretive. Like just them doing weird dances to the beat.
So they have like multiple jugs taped all over their bodies, so they're doing all these different
things. And they're doing it on each other's jugs.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll hoo on each other.
I watched that
on YouTube, but not
in person. It'd be cool if it was well choreographed.
Yeah.
Like Cirque du Soleil or something like that.
Sometimes they'll bring in a black light. You'll never know.
That's weird.
It's a fucking surprise in the show.
It's always a surprise with them.
I love it.
All right.
So, Happy New Year, everybody.
Woo! Happy New Year!
I do want to mention just a couple of the upcoming ones for next time. We've got Walking Eagles, Cloven Napper, Ticks on the Brown Eye, Fastidious Meth Heads.
I don't know why you skipped Taco Bell Chair Fight.
I'm just scrolling through them here. Silent Agony, Shoulder Mounted Bowl of Cereal,
McDonald's Incident,
Multiple Wife Guys,
Menthol on Your Balls,
Dipless Mouths,
Life-Changing Dump.
Screaming in the Shower on Date Night. We've got a lot of good ones coming up.
Don't forget Jam Like Texture.
Yes. So, look forward to those over the next 6 to 8 business months.
Okay.
And there's one called You, the NSA, and My Catholic Priest.
Yes. That's a good one there. So, as we transition, these all come from parts of our lives, and we're moving. We're almost done with the trip through Scotland, and so eventually we'll move to the tail end of the Renscots period. And then we'll move into the fall. Hopefully, we'll at least be less than 6 months behind. So I want to say Happy New Year again for everyone here at Sitsock. Happy New Year. We got Joe, we got Amy, we got Kyle, we got Kevin and Megan. I guess his name's Garion. We got Kate. Chelsea showed up.
And don't forget Kendrick.
That's me talking.
That's it.
And Sean Bean.
And Sean Bean.
And he didn't die.
Hello,
no,
everybody.
He died.
Oh,
no,
damn it.
He's dead.
I spoke too soon.
One day that fucker's going to be on the show.
One day. Wouldn't that be great? Episode 1000.
Sean, you're not a fucker. I just had to say that.
Sean,
we love you.
Comment and subscribe, please, Mom. because everyone else here is in the room.
I mean, Joe hasn't commented.
No, and he hasn't even liked it on iTunes.
He hasn't
even
liked it on iTunes.
Fuck.
I gotta do that.
Damn it, Joe.
God damn it.
Okay.
We'll try our best.
All right. Well, everybody.
Bye.
Happy New Year.